The stock market provided fertile ground for economic alarmists this past week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 7.7% between Monday morning and Friday afternoon, and the Nasdaq, with its technology-laden portfolio, dropped 7.9%. Losses were widespread. High-tech companies such as Cisco and IBM suffered. Pharmaceutical giants Pfizer and Merck slumped. Manufacturing giant GE also slipped. Economic indicators helped fuel the slide. In February, energy prices continued to climb and factory production continued to fall. New home starts also fell, but only slightly. And overall housing construction remained strong. But Americans seemed to remain upbeat. Consumer confidence showed more optimism among shoppers on Main Street than was demonstrated by traders on Wall Street. And all economic eyes looked toward this week's Federal Reserve meeting, with many market analysts anticipating a third interest rate cut in less than 3 months. President Bush examined the ups and downs of the markets and the economy, and he found renewed reason to call for his proposed $1.6 trillion tax cut.
We have been hearing too much troubling economic news. It is time for the United States Congress to give Americans some good economic news: tax relief for everyone who pays income taxes. This would be good news for families struggling to pay off debt and to save for the future. It would be good news for small businesses that need customers with money to spend. And it would be good news for our broader economy. Good news for economic growth and job creation and consumer confidence.
Don Gagne reports on the White House for NPR News. He joins us now. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
You know, a slumping economy is often the most potent poison for a presidency, but it appears this president is using it as fuel for his own proposals.
As we just heard in that clip, he's pushing for the tax cut, which he's begun referring to not just as a tax cut, but as an economic recovery plan. Again, the idea, he says, is to get money into people's pockets. They'll spend that money. That'll stimulate the economy, though economists certainly differ on how well that will work. There is also a real sense, and this has been going on since the transition period, before the president was even sworn in, of Mr. Bush trying to make sure that everybody understands that the factors leading to the current economic problems began before he took office, that there were signs of this back in November and December. In the past week or two, we've heard him start using the word sputtering to describe the economy. And again, he says that's further evidence that the tax cut he proposed is the thing that we need. Now, Democrats say when he uses terms like that, he risks undermining consumer confidence even further. But the president says he's not going to be a Pollyanna about anything. He's describing things accurately based on the data.
Let's talk about another one of Mr. Bush's proposals. This was to shift government social services to faith-based organizations. That seems to no longer be on the fast track. And although this White House has said that pollsters are not welcome, does it appear that the president is really listening to public opinion on this?
Yeah, it's not really clear what's going on. They say, for the record, they haven't retreated on this, that they sent the bill to Congress. In fact, a portion of it is going to be introduced this week. But they also say on this topic, the administration is willing to talk.
But on taxes, the president has said persistently he's not interested in compromise. So what, are we getting two different messages?
These are the subtleties of Washington politics, or maybe the lack of subtlety of Washington politics, if you prefer. I mean, critics have made that exact point. It seems it varies on issue to issue whether or not he's willing to compromise, and certainly on the tax thing, he has not shown any indication of a willingness to compromise at this point. You know, the president has long described himself as a compassionate conservative. Democrats say the conservative side of that term is winning out. They may, in fact, get more fodder for that argument this week. It's been reported that the president is going to cease a very longstanding practice, going back to President Eisenhower, of having the American Bar Association review qualifications for candidates for judicial appointments. There are a lot of judicial appointments the president gets to make. And if he does indeed take the ABA out of the process, conservative political groups are going to be thrilled with this. So that'll be another win for them if it does happen.
To whom was the president listening when this week there was a reversal on his position on carbon dioxide emissions?
It depends who you talk to. It is absolutely true that some of his biggest supporters, some of his biggest financial supporters have been energy companies. Coal companies made big contributions to his campaign as well. Environmentalists say that the reversal of his campaign stand on CO2 has all the earmarks of a political, you know, payoff. The president, though, says he's responding to reality. He says we've got an energy crisis out in California. He says it would not make any sense at all to do anything right now that might hinder energy production or do anything that could, as he predicts, cause fuel prices to increase any more than they already are. So those are the two sides on that one.
Debate begins this week on the Senate floor about campaign finance reform. We're going to be hearing quite a bit about that. The president weighed in with his own statement of principles this past week. How's the White House going to play this one?
Yeah, welcome to Bush-McCain 2. It's not quite Ali Frazier 2, not quite the rematch of the primaries. But it is the big issue that the two men clashed over last year, and they still have big differences. The president's principles don't go as far as McCain-Feingold does. He is aligning himself with a far less aggressive, far-reaching proposal that doesn't ban all soft money contributions. The debate now begins. Senator McCain does say he welcomes the president's entry into the fray on this. The president says he wants to sign a campaign finance bill this year. Everybody's being very cordial at this point, but we'll see what happens when the battle is actually engaged starting this week.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne. Thanks a lot, Don.
You're welcome, Leanne.